It's between the two horses.
Yeah.
The neck yoke.
The neck yoke, okay.
Wagon tree, isn't it?
No, it's the neck yoke.
You wouldn't call it the tongue or the pole or anything
like that? The tongue is the thing it's on the end of.
Well, that's what I think I'm looking for. You call that the tongue, the thing that's... Okay. On a one-horse rig, what would you call the two things that go up beside the horse on either side of it?
Yeah. I always call them.
Okay. The behind the horse, the thing you attach the traces to, what do you call it?
It's a single tree.
Okay.
And the one that goes between the single trees is a double tree.
Okay. Next question.
Well, that's what I was thinking about too. I was thinking the wrong thing when I said.
Now, I should have a picture. You know, just
yeah.
The.
I got some of them down the shed. You gonna look at them?
Oh yeah, some thought, eh? You know, they actually have some. I've never driven horses myself.
That's what it's
made. Well, I made my nickels and dimes after school in one horse wagon.
I ride them, but I don't.
I don't ride them anymore. I used to rent a horse in Chicago, the north side. You know, if it's $1 an hour, we'd rent a horse.
It's only $5 an hour. It's not too bad. Considering how much some other things have gone up.
We did have a pony and a cart when we were out the cottage when we were small. We had a pony and a cart.
You say you used to make money with the one. What'd you do with the one horse rig to make money?
Oh, different old people around town like to burn corn cobs in the cook stove and the heat stove. They're usually in the cook stove.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought corn into the elevator in the ear, and the elevator shelled it out, and the cobs were run out in what they call the cob house. Anybody that wanted corn cobs, welcome to them, help yourself.
So what you used to do with the corn cobs was what, with the wagon?
Well, if your mother wanted to load the corn cobs, she'd get me to home and load the corn cobs. I'd go to the elevator and back my little wagon under there and filled up the cob and take it down and scoop them in her cob house.
Right.
Collect my quarter and go home.
Okay.
I've done that lots of times after school. That's the only way I could pick up a quarter all at one time.
Again, a lot of these things are, I realize, not really modern farming techniques. I guess a couple of things haven't changed. How would you describe to me the process of preparing a field for planting? Different things you do to it.
Plow, disc it, and harrow it.
Okay.
And that's all old stuff anymore. You don't do it that way anymore.
Those were exactly what I was looking for. Those three items.
That's what they're doing today. They're picking corn now, and as soon as they get through picking, they'll disc them stalks down so they can weather over winter. And next spring, they may just take a subsoil plow out and go about that deep. It's about that far apart and work it deep and maybe not do any more to it. And then the next fellow might plow it and plant it. I helped a fellow this spring for 10 days. He disked the stalks last fall and he plowed about an hour and then started with the corn planter, and those two tractors plowed as fast as they could and we planted as fast as they could plow it. We planted 1,100 acres of corn in 10 days.
Wow.
Plowed and planted it. Four of us.
That's incredible.
You afraid that Hasek's noise is going to go on your... going to say you could pull out...
It's possible. There's all kinds of...
You don't hear it.
I was aware of it, as a matter of fact.
I just wondered what...
That's one of the problems with using...
Much better chair sitting
I think that's true. I think the position is... did they ever have something they used for... maybe to haul stones, big stones running out of the field. Maybe they didn't have that problem around here. But
no, we didn't have it here.
They didn't have it.
A stone boat. They had it.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. I guess.